Talk Live. We're launching here into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls we go. Ladies first, to Lily in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lily.
Hi, this is Lily in West Virginia.
Yes, Lily.
You guys are more familiar with my husband, Ted, than you are with me.
Ted from the woods?
Ted from the woods, yes.
Okay.
I was talking to him earlier today about this thing I read on the news regarding, I guess these gun laws are going back to the Supreme Court.
Local
and he told me that Gard's really the expert on this stuff, so I should probably call in and ask him about it.
All right.
It looks like what it is they're challenging the 14th Amendment's Privilege and Immunities Clause, which basically was shot down by the Supreme Court in the 1890s or something like that, and said that the 14th Amendment only applied at the federal level and not at the state level. And so now they're challenging that to basically eradicate states and local government's ability to tell you can't have guns.
Right. Right, and this is clearly there's something very important here, and I brought up this distinction a number of times. If you look at the First Amendment and you look at the Second Amendment, the First Amendment distinguishes Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or establishing a religion or abridging the free practice thereof. Right, Congress shall not do this. The Second Amendment is a universal proscription against any government prohibiting the right to keep and bear arms. So if you took it literally based on the way that they actually wrote the Constitution, word for word, the Second Amendment does not allow any government restriction, whether it be federal, state, or local, to restrict, or county, to restrict any use of firearms or ownership of firearms, I should say.
I have a question on that, if I may.
Yeah.
When the Constitution was ratified or whatever, it says here that it says Congress shall make no. So it's because it says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of a religion, and then and of course there were state religions at that time.
Absolutely.
But here it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right.
So that's a much more broad statement.
That's
than
exactly
Congress
right.
shall not.
That's precisely it. That's precisely it. And in this case, I believe, and you on the phone, you probably have a lot more information right in front of you. But if I recall, this is about a Chicago. Well, one of the municipalities involved is Chicago. It's a Chicago.
Yes,
gun.
It is Chicago. It's
right.
McDonald versus the city of Chicago.
Yes.
Where it was struck down, I guess, by that state Supreme Court or something, because they told him he's not allowed to own a gun at all or something like that. And the lawyers really jumped on it because he's a black Democrat gun owner. And so they really wanted to use this as a challenge, I guess.
So basically, this is going, you said this is going to the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
This is going to the Supreme Court, but I guess it's interesting because they're doing it with the 14th Amendment instead of the Second, so this is new.
See, and there I'm sort of turning on thin ice there, because to me, I don't even see how the Privileges and Immunities Clause even, and I don't want to get too esoteric here, but it's an excellent question, really. If people want to deal with it on the constitutional level and use that as their bulwark against government encroachment and government tyranny, clearly it hasn't worked, but they can try it, and they can try to argue it. I tried for a long time as a constitutionalist, and it never works because they could care less. But as far as it goes, I'm fascinated by the idea of the Privileges and Immunities Clause being used rather than well, actually, you know what? It makes a lot of sense that they would do that, because lawyers wouldn't actually look at the literal wording of the Second Amendment and say, hey, guess what? It doesn't allow it. Let's read it plainly. They would go into the esoterics of the 14th Amendment and the Privileges and Immunities Clause, which is one of the most obscure clauses of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, I have no idea what it all is about. I'm clueless.
I don't know if you want to go into it or if you want me to go into it. I probably couldn't go into it too much.
The Privileges and Immunity Clause, I think it basically says that the states. Hold on, I got to find it in writing here. Do you know it off the top of your head, Garth?
No, I don't. And it would be good to have a good female voice doing it, so you know this. So I don't.
Well, all right. Well, give me a second if you guys want to talk, and I will get it right in front of me here.
Okay, fine.
Does anybody really think that the men in robes in Washington D.C. will rule in favor of overturning all the gun laws around the country?
This is the thing that obviously it's silly here. Is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, I don't know how much more clear they can make it than shall not be infringed, but they sure have allowed the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. To be infringed.
Well, define infringed.
Okay, so what the other interesting thing here is the fact that they're arguing it under the privileges and immunity clause. It opens up a whole other can of worms where states have the ability to impose laws that are in conflict with federal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did get the clause in front of me, and it says the Congress shall have the power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper to secure to the citizens of each state all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. So it says the states should be required to only make laws, or I don't know, but only, but they should be making laws that ensure all privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, not just within their state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. There's a lot to do. I can understand how they would bring that up. And that actually sort of solidifies something that has been brought up, and it sort of parallels something. The clause, the contract clause. The contract clause, I don't want to get too specific, but the contract clause states that no state shall interfere in private contract, right?
Yes.
They recently had...
Well, they've never done that.
Yeah. They recently had a case, and I'm trying to recall what it was. I did a podcast about it. The Senate was going to try to pass... Oh, they were going to try to pass reciprocity of gun registration.
Yeah, across
in all states. So if you had the license to carry, conceal carry in one state, you should be able to conceal carry in another state. Just like they have reciprocity for driver's licenses if you're on vacation in one state. Mm-hmm. You know,
well,
you
wouldn't that count as, fair credit, or wouldn't that fall under that part of the Constitution?
Yes, absolutely right. That's under the, the contract clause. That's under the full faith and credit clause. Well
faith
stated.
And credit, yes.
Yes, absolutely right.
Well, where are you going with that, Gary?
Okay, the full faith and credit clause. And I know this sounds esoteric, but this is actually very interesting, and I'm really glad you brought this up on the phone call. The full faith and credit clause is one of the things that has tripped up people who want to stop gay marriage in various states. Because if you get married in another state, the full faith and credit clause of the United States Constitution states that any contract that is considered legally binding in one state, anything that is legal, a contract or a license or anything like that, it has to be recognized in another state. So therefore, you get what are called reciprocity laws. So therefore, if someone got married outside of the state of New Hampshire and some people who wanted only heterosexual marriage had a law in New Hampshire that wouldn't recognize that, it would be considered unconstitutional because mm-hmm. you have to give full faith and credit to all legally binding contracts.
Okay.
So if the state recognizes your right to keep and bear an arm in one state, it is supposed to be recognized as a legal license in another state.
But
they don't do that. This is where the hypocrisy of the politicians pull through. With driver's licenses, oh, absolutely. With police warrants, oh, absolutely. What do they call that
extradition?
A man is supposedly threatening a woman, or a woman is threatening a man.
Domestic abuse?
Yeah.
Domestic violence?
Restraining order?
Restraining order. They're supposed to be recognized as well in other states. Now, this is an example of this situation here with guns. They're not recognized. Everything's haphazard. It's state to state.
And
this is a very interesting case to be bringing this up. And the privileges and immunities clause of the 14th Amendment sort of goes along with this. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. The 14th Amendment here If it's a privilege or an immunity, you are immune from government regulating your right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I'm sure
the
robed men will agree with your interpretation.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Lily, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything to control the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the...
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Card.
And Mark, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who send in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you hate making those extra trips in to carry the grocery bags, Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totosac. It's a handle made of 100% recycled material right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totosac.com and check it out. It's TOTASAK.com. There's no C in Totosac. And you can grab a family pack over there today. Totosac, they carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ryan listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Earlier on, you were talking about age limits and things.
Yeah.
And sounded like you grouped the 17-year-old age limit on movies in with government restrictions on ages, like the drinking age and the smoking age. And I was just wondering if you guys were aware that, you know, movie ratings and the age limits are almost completely voluntary.
MPAA.
Yeah, the Motion Picture Association of America. You are correct about that. I didn't mean to imply that it was a government rating.
Don't you think the government, if the movie industry didn't do it, that the government would have gotten involved anyway? So therefore, you're talking about a situation where they pretty much had to.
That was what they did to the software industry.
Yes, they were definitely going to step in, and that's why the movie industry did it. However, you know, the point is that the movie industry did step up and they did start doing it. And as far as I know, they don't charge anyone to rate a movie.
Well, that's great. But I mean, you know, it's the government's gig, right? If you don't come up with some ratings here, we're going to come in and do it for you. And that's not free. That's not freedom. It's just essentially doing what
it may not have been what the market wanted.
If a guy sticks with a gun in your back and you walk forward, it doesn't mean you willingly walked forward.
Well, I mean, by the same token, though, Mark, if the government did it, all movies would have to be rated, and there's presently no law that says that you have to have your movie rated.
I think we got lucky as a result, but I don't think that means that you're still not talking about voluntary.
Well, I think perhaps another way to look at a paradigm that does work voluntarily is you look at manga, the Japanese comic book art.
This is regulated?
It's not, and that's one of the neat things about it. You go into any bookstore, any major bookstore or small independent bookstore, and they have a huge section of manga now. The manga section has grown dramatically, particularly with younger kids. And on almost every manga cover, you'll see a little stamp that gives you the age appropriateness of that story, because some of them have some pretty intense stuff, violence or sexual themes, nudity, all sorts of wild stuff.
One guy just got a 6-month sentence for having some animal sex, child sex manga.
Yes.
I doubt they're selling that at Barnes & Noble.
No, but
probably no tentacle porn there.
But these sorts of things, they have older teen, they have teen, they have 13 up, they have children, young child. So these are ways that the parents who are typically buying these for the kids, with the parents with the money, can look at them and say, okay, this is good. This actually helps the marketplace. It helps the customer distinguish. It helps the reader distinguish between what is appropriate and what is not appropriate.
I agree, and I think that the MPAA MPAA ratings are pretty good. And I would like to point out they've changed over time.
It used to be PG-13.
Well, but PG-13 has become more lax than it was when it came out.
That's true.
Two decades ago.
Porky's would be considered PG-13 now rather than rated R.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to bring in another thing, though, you know, he mentioned how he didn't want people to get confused with the movie ratings and government deciding for people what is age appropriate for certain types of behavior. I mean, all of this goes towards how we fall into, when we start talking about these things, and I don't want to sound like, you know, some sort of Dr. Phil, you know, guy talking about habits or whatever, but I think many people in conversations, when they talk about what's right and what's wrong for kids and so on, they mix what their own feelings are about what is good or bad for kids and what legislation should be about what is good or bad for kids.
Well, that's what they've been trained to do.
Exactly.
Well, whatever you feel should be legislated.
Right. And that is it. First of all, it's a major problem. Second of all, it's indicative of just how far people don't even realize they've been indoctrinated into the idea of all decisions should be made through the siphon of government and legislation.
It's the worst way to make a decision. Yeah. Go ahead, Ryan. Thoughts on all this?
I just thought one other thing I would mention is that while the MPA ratings are the most popular in recent times, other people have started doing independent ratings. Netflix in particular has rated every movie in their library just about.
Really? Rated with what system?
they have a separate system that they've developed. They give you, it's actually much more informational. They give you an age from like 12 to 18. No, I'm sorry. It goes from, you know, like young kids to like 18. How old the they think the movie, the person needs to be for the movie to be appropriate for them. They give you a, like, you know, this is absolutely, we think this is absolutely appropriate for their age, or, you know, you should still watch it with them and use caution, or, you know, absolutely not unless they're very mature, like a red, yellow, green thing.
Oh, yeah. How about that? I've never even noticed that, but you're right. They
yes,
do have that.
And then
that.
They give you, if you click on it, they give you this huge breakdown about what contributed to that score in terms of, you know, violence, sexuality,
sure enough.
Profanity. So, and they've rated almost every movie in their library, including ones that the authors decided not to submit to the MPAA ratings process.
Right, so even unrated films and that kind of thing.
And Netflix ratings are starting to get around because they're better. So I don't think it's, you know, I realize that the MPAA rating system was spurned by the threat of legislation, but I don't think it's really fair to equate them in the way Mark is, because the market is doing ratings, you know, aside from the MPAAs now.
Netflix, that's a great point. There's actually a competing rating system, is what you're saying.
I'm glad that there's competing rating systems. I'm for that. When the MPAA, when Hollywood formed the MPAA, basically at the threat of the government, and it wasn't really anything but that. I don't know if that I entirely consider that market oriented.
And well, you know, oh, no, something that comes to mind is the very fact that the marketers of these things have to entice you to buy them. They have to get you to buy them and can't force you to buy them. They can't throw them into your house. That itself is its own differentiation. The market itself, with sales leaders and those companies that do best. You look at, for years, Michael Medved, conservative talk radio host, has been saying PG and G movies outsell rated R and NC-17 yeah. movies beyond belief.
And if you want Hollywood, up and coming movie guys, if you want to make a fortune, make a kids movie.
Right, and he says, you know, the critics are always looking at the rated R movies and things like that. But that itself shows you that the marketplace itself finds its own avenues, and you don't need to have these people deciding and you know being the social arbiters for everybody else.
I think that what we could come to on an agreement here is that the MPAA rating system, while not a hallmark of the true free market and of a free market in action, in that it was likely coercively implemented, perhaps something like that would have come out eventually without the demands.
I can't see how it wouldn't.
Without the demands of the government, but still, you can't really hold it up as a shining example of the market acting without governmental interference. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. I am looking here at the Netflix ratings, and they are very detailed. So, more coming up. Take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fin Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of our three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to maxfitgloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code radio to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. That's the place to go. The features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Features including updates. You get signed up. Get on the updates list, or you can watch us on Twitter or Facebook. There are various different ways for you to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can go and look at all the options at news.freetalklive.com. That'll show you how to get on board with updates, our Twitter and our Facebook, all over at news.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls here. Talk to Kurt, listening in Louisiana to KBYO FM. Hello, Kurt.
Kurt? This is Frank.
Oh, Frank in yeah. Frank in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, I guess we've got you.
Hey, thank you. I'm very blessed. Hey, thank you. That's H.R. 45, the National ID Gun Legislation.
Okay.
If you want to vote no on it. And for those people out there concerned with gun issues, I would advise them to get in touch with Officer Jack McLam. Or Officer Sheriff Richard Mack, or Sheriff Prince.
Okay, what's what would the point of that be?
Well, those fellows are for the states' rights and for people to carry guns. Okay, and they've been fighting these kind of things a long time, and they're all ex-military and ex. Law enforcement people that love.
I've heard the name Richard Mack. I understand that. I believe he's a libertarian sheriff.
Yeah, most excellent man. And I certainly recommend Judge Napolitano. He's a most excellent man, too.
Well, Judge Andrew Napolitano will be speaking at the upcoming 2010 Liberty Forum here in just a few weeks up in Nashua, New Hampshire. So anybody that wanted to get the chance to meet him, I don't know if there are any tickets left for the dinner engagement. But
as last I heard, there were a few. He said a few left. So yeah. One would need to get one's butt into one's gear.
So what else, Frank?
That'd be an honor to meet him. During that... Sheriff Mack, June 27th, 1997, Supreme Court ruling, state legislators are not legally obligated to federal legislation. And people can check on that. And there are some old sayings out there, as far as the twig is bent, so groweth the tree, you know, and virtue is its own reward. You know, you guys were talking about legislation, the insurance industry, making the laws, and back in the 60s, you know, they had those kind of statistics. We just didn't have all the young people that we do today. So naturally, those statistics on that are going to go up. But as far as the...
Wait a minute. Oh, you're saying that the statistics on young people having car accidents,
right,
you believe are up because there are more young people today?
Exactly so. Plus the other problems like...
Don't you think it's a percentage? Are you saying there are more young people as a percentage of population today?
Yes.
I see.
I would say that there's likely more young people, certainly on the road, because I would think that just because of the nation, as it becomes wealthier, I wouldn't imagine in the 70s kids had cars
as early and as often
as they do now.
True.
That would be my guess on that one. I drove junkers, but now the kids are all driving nice cars because their parents want them to have anti-lock brakes and airbags.
I was a truck driver for many, many years, and you can't miss a lick out there. And now with cell phones and text messaging, it makes it even more tempting to do something other than 110% on your driving ability.
Yeah, and that's not a bad idea. That's not rather a good idea, is to take your attention off the road. Thank you for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I tend to like what was suggested earlier, that is... young people that are raised with it being inculcated with the intention of responsibility in life, responsibility with drinking, responsibility with sex, responsibility with driving, I think are much less likely to be as wild and crazy with those things when they finally do encounter the opportunities to avail themselves of them. So I think that'd be the best way to handle things, and whether that means, you know, sitting your 5-year-old on your lap and letting them grab the wheel and just kind of easing them into the world of driving, and, you know, year after year showing them a thing or two more about the car and how it's dangerous and all of that, whereas instead of just, you know, slapping them into a quick driving course when they're 15 and throwing them on the road.
That part, we can all agree, is just silly. The idea that a parent takes no responsibility whatsoever for their child's education in the area of the automobile, which is even more important than drinking, quite honestly. This is a huge part of modern life, is to be able to operate a motor vehicle. They give them over to the high school football coach and say, who gives them a semester's worth of education. Sometimes it's summer school and it's 2 weeks. I went to, I got the instructions, the book instructions, which I was very good at, and the driving instruction, which I wasn't so good at.
I failed the written tests. I failed the written test, I think, once or twice before I was able to pass it, but the driving test was no problem at all. Like, that was... A monkey could have passed the driving test blindfolded.
I didn't have any problem with the government driving test. I had a problem with the school, the class.
I never went to that.
Which I found silly because I didn't really get much instruction either in this area. I found it silly that they should rate me on how well I drive in the driver's ed course. It's a course on how well you, on how to learn how to drive.
Yeah.
They should be teaching
me. How are you supposed to know anything?
I mean, shouldn't the teacher have gotten a grade?
That's
you know?
A good point.
I had 1 week's. Did I improve? I don't know. I mean, it's just so silly. It's all silly.
Well, since we're on the topic of licenses, that kind of brings us back around to where we started the show. We started by talking about how Los Angeles and probably some other cities around the country are cracking down on dog licenses. They're trying to shake as much cash out of people as they possibly can. But what happens when you take the idea of dog licenses a step further? I mean, I've never really thought about this, but apparently somebody has. Some bureaucrat has been busily thinking up a new way to control you. And the story is from the Daily Mail over in the UK, where every dog owner will have to take a costly competence test to prove they can handle their pets under new government proposals designed to curb dangerous dogs. Owners of all breeds would have to buy third-party insurance in case their pet attacked someone and pay for the insertion of a microchip in their animal recording the name and address. The proposals are among a range of measures to overhaul dog laws in England and Wales being considered by senior ministers who are expected to announce a public consultation within weeks. But critics said responsible dog owners would be penalized by yet more red tape and higher bills. One expert estimated extra costs at £60 or more, while irresponsible owners of dangerous dogs would just ignore the measures. They're right.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah. How do they enforce this dog licensing thing?
They'll stop you on the street if they see you with your dog.
But the people that you see them on the street with their dog likely aren't the people that, I mean, you know, people that are irresponsible with their dog let them out the back door and they run the neighborhood or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I lived right next door in a golf community with people that, dog, let go out the door. I never saw them walking their dog.
They added that genuine dog lovers could end up paying for efforts to control a small number of devil dogs that terrorize socially deprived areas. The RSPCA said last night it would welcome a review of legislation which has failed to curb the numbers of dangerous dogs that can attack and sometimes kill children and adults. But a spokesman for the charity added, "We wouldn't support anything that would hit sensible owners while failing to police those who are in danger."
Well, you know, the whole idea of what is sensible and what is not sensible, they often squeeze the word reasonable into legislation. I remember sitting there one time as a man who used to be a member of the New Hampshire Supreme Court, former congressman. He sat there and said, "Well, you know, we who write laws use the word reasonable. We slide it in." He was talking about how it was a good thing because it left everything open to interpretation. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, that's great. So clearly they open up the slippery slope with that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, the slope's already been opened by things like dog licensing.
Absolutely.
So these ideas, and there's a little bit more to the story here, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll get a little more detailed as to what exactly they have planned here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But basically, the government in the UK is proposing, this could come here soon, the government is proposing that they'll determine whether or not you can own a dog at all.
And how about having kids?
But exactly, that's what's next, right? It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Any major credit card accepted. Also, alternative methods. Plus, you can do PayPal. All over there at amp.freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about dogs and you. Apparently, over in the UK, they've decided that, well, maybe you aren't quite ready to take care of a dog. We need to be putting in tests, competency tests, to ensure that you can handle the responsibilities of dog ownership.
And the argument here is that the dog could put someone else at risk. Therefore, just like driving a car, you could put someone else at risk. You must be licensed and given permission to do what the government will allow you to do. And, of course, if you extrapolate that, we asked the question before the break, or whatever, about what happens when you could potentially raise a child who could become antisocial.
Well, we do know that over in the UK, which is where the story is coming from, the Daily Mail, that they already have some pretty oppressive rules when it comes to raising children. They already have kind of households that have been designated as problem households where there's this database, and doctors and teachers and other people have access to the database that they can all, just all go in there and kind of leave information for each other about this particular family. And there's a lot of sharing of information that goes on amongst people that are kind of connected to the system in general up there. Was it the UK where they were talking about putting cameras in these people's homes, or did they actually do that? I don't recall. Mark, do you recall that story?
Yeah, they were at least talking about it. I thought they had them in there.
Maybe one of our UK listeners can freshen us up on that. But basically, these designated problem families are kind of under the watchful eye of the state, and they wanted to take that to the next level by actually installing cameras or a camera system in each of their homes, so that they could be monitored at any old time.
That's interesting. I had heard about how they wanted the various social workers and psychiatric people to report on them when they had gone in to these homes,
yes,
into these troubled homes. Everything going over to their dietary choices and whether they were eating.
Yeah, absolutely. It was about dietary choices.
Yes. And I don't understand. I just don't understand how people's thinking can go in that direction. And they say to themselves,
in the direction of putting cameras in people's homes?
Yeah. I mean, you've got a guy, a British man, George Orwell, you know, which was his pen name, writing about that, one of the most famous authors to come out of England in the 20th century. You know,
nobody paid attention, huh?
It boggles the mind. It's like the lessons are not learned.
Well, some people learned them, but apparently not enough, right? I mean, obviously there are people over there. I've seen videos of them, so I know that there are people that are very dissatisfied with the way things are.
Yeah.
I mean, Ziggy calls our show, and you know, we've heard from folks up in the UK before. Clearly, there are some people that get it, but not enough.
No,
same thing with this country.
I mean, you look at. I was speaking with Darren Register a little while ago, my friend from the Hobgoblin Pub in Bath. And we talked about punk rock and, you know, in London and all over England, all over the United Kingdom and the British Isles. It was such a hotbed of revolutionary music that had a message, an anti-authoritarian message. The Sex Pistols and Richard Branson, Virgin Records, hired a barge on the Queen's Silver Jubilee to go up and down the Thames to sing God Save the Queen because the song had been banned by the government. There was a black bar across the number one slot on the UK charts. God Save the Queen.
Wow.
They couldn't mention it. It couldn't be played. And yet it became number one. I mean, that's one of the things that
helped way to make your song popular.
Exactly.
Your book popular.
Those were certainly anti-authoritarian, but it's not like they said anything.
Well, see, this is the thing. Darren and I were talking about it, and we said the problem is that they were anti that authority. They're not anti-authority in general because they believe that there has to be some authority that would represent the little guy, the proletariat.
Put us in charge.
Exactly. It's very frustrating. So you had this little hope, this DIY, do-it-yourself attitude with all these bands that came around, you know, and it didn't do anything because they weren't truly anti-authority. They were just anti-authority making those choices. They wanted other authority to take things from people and redistribute wealth and all that.
It's so common and it's so sad that people haven't figured this out yet. And I don't blame them. I mean, they're encouraged to do this. It's just like we were talking about earlier. They're encouraged by the system to, well, if you don't like the system, just work within it to take control and then you get to tell everyone what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I could run the world. I know what's right and I know what's wrong, and boy, if I just had all those men with guns at my disposal, everything would work just fine.
Yep. Yeah. I'll fix this. I know how to make the system work.
And so they fight with one another for the rest of their lives over who gets to control who. And in that process, as Dr. Mary Ruart puts it in her book, Healing Our World, in the process of attempting to control others, you will find yourself inevitably controlled. Let's continue with Tim, listening to KBYO in the Swamp. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live in Louisiana.
Well, good evening, boys. It's amazing how much credit you guys give the state, you know.
Credit?
That they can actually pull anything off, you know.
What, like what? What do you mean?
Well, you diss them for education and everything else, and then you think that, my God, they're going to put cameras in all our homes, you know.
But
now
they
can't even keep the grid up, you know.
Well, no, I agree with you that the state is incompetent. But if they throw enough money at something, a road will get built. If they throw enough money, a school will get built. If they throw enough money, 4 million cameras will be put up in the United Kingdom.
It's not like we're rambling on about conspiracies here. We're reading
news
stories.
How about
that's
your
all.
Big dig up there, buddy?
You got that right.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, buddy, I was calling about dogs, you know?
Yep. Sure.
And I don't recommend keeping dogs because, you know, I don't think you should own a pet you won't eat. And I have tried dog when I was in Central America.
How was it?
It tasted a lot like goat.
I've never had goat.
Never had goat either.
I was at this girl's quinceañera. You know, she turned 15 years old, you know.
Okay.
And they were Mayans. And they made what I thought was goat stew. You know, roasted goat and then stewed it, right?
But it was a dog.
But it turned out to be the dog, you know.
And how was it?
It was actually quite good.
Hmm.
But the trouble with that is, like, dog food is so filled with junk today that you wouldn't want to eat an American dog, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you want to feed? What do you want to feed a dog to make them so they're tastiest?
Well, you know, we fed them chicken because, you know, it was like this, okay? Every evening, they'd bring the chicken to the table, And because I was the guest, I'd get the first cut off of the chicken, and went to the dad, and then to the mom, and then to the oldest girl, the oldest boy, and on down through the ranks, you know, and we got beans and rice with that. And after dinner, we'd call everybody over, or call the dog over, and we would eat up, you know, anything that was left on the plates, right?
Sure.
So comes the girl's quinceañera, you know, and her mom gets her all dressed up and invites everybody over and, you know, presents her to the community. And we have this feast. And so after dinner, I'm calling the dog
to
give him the bones. And the littlest boy goes, he ain't coming. You just ate him.
Oh, that's like a horror story.
You got told by the little kid.
Good thing you didn't call for grandma.
I'm just saying it was good, but I wouldn't eat American dogs.
So, okay, it's an interesting story, no doubt, but I want to question this idea that that you shouldn't have a pet that you won't eat. Why is that? I mean, why can't you just have a pet to love and take care of?
Well, I just feel if you're going to feed it, you ought to be able to eat it, you know?
I think I've got my dogs, like, in case of emergencies kind of eating. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Like, well, that's
it would be a real emergency, but an emergency nonetheless.
Like, you don't intend to
I'm
to
not
going to
feed
life.
The kid to the dog, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, it's a strange thing, too. You bring up sort of an abstract thing for, I think, many freedom lovers. Many, many years ago, I had a sort of a blind date with a woman who was a vegan. And being a libertarian, I try to uphold the concept of not bringing harm to my fellow man. And I also don't like to see animals get hurt. I don't like to see them, you know, tortured.
It's not the easiest issue.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you don't see it's particular, I hate to sound distasteful, if anyone's eating or in their car or anything like that, grabbing a burger, but, you know, we don't see the cow getting slaughtered. Back in the old days, you might have had the farm just a few miles away, or you might have been on the farm. Nowadays, right. You know, very efficient farming. And it removes that. And so I'm inconsistent when it comes to my eating of beef.
I try to avoid industrial food.
Tim, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts and great story. I appreciate hearing from you. I think that, you know, if cats and dogs were allowed to be eaten or that, you know, slaughtered and eaten... you're saying it's not illegal to
I wouldn't think it was. I certainly can't imagine they could enforce it in any way.
Hour number three
is somebody else's cat or dog, that'd be an issue.
It would certainly deal with the overpopulation issue. Hour three on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-